Congratulations, your olfactory bulb is about to stop being relevant. The 5th of October 2021, my name is Sheila and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1387.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The axons of the olfactory receptors extend to organize the olfactory bulbs in such a way that information about odor can be processed. Mitral cells form the connection between the olfactory receptor neurons and the glomerulus. These cells receive odor information and carry it from the tuber to the olfactory cortex, the main site of information processing. The smell sense is one of the oldest senses in evolution that allows organisms to have receptors for odorants that recognize food, potential partners, dangers and enemies. Smells enter the nose by triggering chemical receptors and electrical signals that migrate to the brain from the olfactory bulb, where a bundle of nerves called glomeruli processes the olfactory signals. The claim that the human sense of smell is underdeveloped for lack of meaning is an exaggeration. Other studies have shown that humans have a very good sense of smell, despite the genetic aspect, which tends to deny this theory. Data and colleagues analyzed gene expression in 50,000 individual cells of mice with an olfactory bulb, a structure in the brain that receives signals from the olfactory neuron responsible for odor initial processing. According to Sobels, the results suggest that the brain is plastic enough to develop a sense of smell even without a typical light bulb. According to a study published in Neuron Today, women who lack a light bulb seem to smell smoothly. As reported by Science Advances on July 24, the research team found that olfactory sensory neurons do not express the gene that encodes ACE2 receptor protein, which SARS-CoV-2 uses to invade human cells. A recent study has also shown that olfactory epithelial cells and horizontal basal cells express ACE2, the primary SARS-CoV-2 receptor, because it provides information about the immunological capacity of the hosts to fight the virus and prevent the virus from entering the central nervous system. Identification of viruses in patients with post-viral odor disorder. Differences due to sex and age in the olfactory bulb help to clarify the different susceptibility to infection and to understand the role of age in the transmission and severity of the disease. Viral URTIs can lead to odor loss by replacing the olfactory neuroepithelium with the respiratory epithelium, but some studies suggest that stem cells may remain, allowing for possible regeneration of the olfactory epithelium. When new neurons added to the olfactory bulb migrate to the bulb, they differentiate into certain functional cell types. The axonal ramifications of these neurons go in groups of 10 to 100 fibers, and when they cross the ethmoid and reach the tuber, they converge into a synaptic structure called the glomeruli, where they converge with mitral cells. Discrete spheres of nerve tissue called glomeruli form branches at the ends of axon receptor cells and outer dendritic branches of interneurons that transmit information to other parts of the brain. During this episode, we experience a temporary reduction or total loss of our sense of smell and taste. In one study, the average loss of human mitral cells per year was 520 cells, with a reduction in lamp volume of 0.19 cubic millimeters. In odor tests, the women showed impairments in their sense of smell. Not so long ago, it was believed that the human sense of smell was less important than vision in environmental research. People learned to love or hate certain foods by appreciating their smells, and this proved to be an important economic factor.
Episode 1387 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sheila Griffin. Adios.